Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network. Week 12 now in the books. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, but we continue the playoff push for fantasy today. We'll be breaking down all of week 12, including the Thanksgiving games and all the players in there, and previewing week 13. And Matt, welcome back to Oddbud. We missed you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. I'll try
to calling in from prison.
Nah, you're good. Yes, for today's episode, we'll start with a combination of calm or chaos, trust or bust. Breaking down week 12, then we'll get into previewing week 13 with some rankings. Then we'll also do our starts and sits of the week, some game picks, and wrap up with some trivia with Q. We got trivia today, Q?
We do.
Great. As always, feel free to drop any start, sit questions in the chat. Obviously, not many more trade questions unless your league's trade deadline is still hanging out there. If it is, feel free to drop one as well. Or Dynasty. Always take some Dynasty questions too. But let's get right into calm or chaos and trust or bust. Starting at the quarterback position from this past week with calm or chaos, Josh Dobbs, 6.5 points, 22 of 32, 185 yards, one touchdown, and four picks. Two carries for 11 yards as well, one of his lowest of the year. Calm or chaos here for Dobbs heading towards the fantasy playoffs.
Chaos. The Josh Dobbs magic is over.
Why?
Well, he's getting JJ back after the bye, so
I don't know. Shut up, Matt. Shut up, Matt.
JJ definitely coming back.
I'm playing you that week.
Good. I need to beat you.
No.
I need to beat you this week, and I need to beat you next week.
Yeah, I would say it's chaos as well for Josh Dobbs. I think there's still a chance he should be solid, but the scary part is the Vikings said they're going to evaluate their quarterback position during the bye week. So they may already be considering other options after the four interception performance. I would guess they're probably going to stick with Dobbs. I don't think they're going to have much of a better option. Maybe Nick Mullins, if he's back and healthy. Oh, he knows the offense as well. He's been there throughout the offseason. He was their original backup before he got hurt. I think in the preseason he was injured. But we shall see. It's got to be a little bit chaotic for Josh Dobbs. I definitely wouldn't feel too confident starting him, but still a chance.
Yep. I love Gator shit talk in the chat.
He's coming.
I never gave him the satisfaction of saying GG because
it wasn't a good game.
BG.
Bad game. Tua Tagovailoa, 9.82 points, 21 of 30, 243 yards, one touchdown, and two picks versus the Jets. Calm or chaos here for Tua.
Beyond.
They were playing the Jets.
Jets are stingy.
I'd be calm.
It's calm. It's been ugly the last five or so games. He's kind of been up and down all season. You're kind of used to this if you've been starting Tua, but schedule lightens up a bit for the next couple weeks, so got to stay calm here. If he implodes against the Commanders, then it's chaos. But for now, stay calm. Justin Fields, 10.58 points, 27 to 37, 217 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Also added 59 yards on 12 carries, but did fumble twice. Calm or chaos here for Fields.
It's chaos. That whole game was disgusting, but he's terrible.
He has one touchdown in the last two games, bro. Total touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 21 fantasy points last week. That wasn't bad.
Stinky
division game. Fields will be fine. I'm staying calm.
Whatever. Surprise.
Staying calm. He's going to bye anyways. Here. He's easily going to have to air it out versus the Lions.
Bye-bye.
He'll be fine.
Bring back Tyson.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Bring back Tyson.
That dude sucked. Yeah, DJ Moore, way better with Justin Fields at the helm. Clears, in fact. Mm-mm. And Tyson never cleared 15 fantasy points, so that guy can kick rocks.
He was undefeated, though.
No, he wasn't. He lost multiple games.
Oh, he's still the best D2 player of all time.
He played like five games. How was he 2-0? He stinks.
He was just that good. I got lost. Oh, he did lose to the Chargers.
What is up, geek? Welcome into the show.
Yeah.
Should we answer this Gator question?
No, I was going to say maybe we answer if there's no spelling errors, but there's more. I read a new one every time I reread it. So skip it.
Trust or bust? Jordan Love, 32.62 points, 22 of 32, 268 yards, 3 touchdowns. Also added 39 yards on the ground on only 3 carries. His last 3 games, 20.66, 24.88, and then 32.62 on Thanksgiving. Are we trusting Jordan Love?
That was very unexpected.
No. He saved my ass this week, but there's no way. I'm not trusting him against the Chiefs. Not happening.
Yeah, little bugs. He is QB9 on the season, low key.
Oh, yeah, but bro,
low key.
Injuries.
Yeah, every quarterback sucks.
Yeah. Well, I think Jordan Love, I'm not fully trusting, but he's definitely shouldn't still be on waivers if he's still out there. He's only owned 52% of leagues. I think he should be picked up. The Packers look to be trying to kind of make a playoff push, especially with the Vikings falling apart. Someone in the NFC has to get the 7th seed. Packers are probably going to try to do it as well. So worth at least owning, but not trusting just yet.
Nope.
Matt Stafford, 31.36 points, 25 of 33, 229 yards, 4 touchdowns, and only 1 interception. Trust or bust for Staff.
How did he have such a great game and Cooper Kupp and Puka were both garbage? I mean, obviously, it's because he threw it to Kyren, but like you would not expect him to have 31 points, 4 touchdowns, and none of them going to his receivers and Tyler Higbee. Bugs.
Yeah, it was insane. We'll talk about them in a few minutes, but yeah, I'm still not trusting Stafford more than a bye week.
Schedule's trash.
Yeah. Do not love Stafford at all. Bye week fill-in. If you need someone, I don't even know if he's playing this week. Isn't he on a bye?
He's playing the Browns this week.
Oh, even worse. I'd rather him be on a bye. Yeah, no, I'm not trusting Stafford right now, especially with his upcoming schedule. At least not until week 15, and there won't be byes, so you'll probably have a better option. All right, that is it for quarterbacks. Let's move on to running backs. Calm or chaos for Gus Edwards, 4.7 points, only played 27% of the snaps, 8 carries for 26 yards, and caught his lone target for 11 yards against the Chargers.
Chaos.
A little bit chaotic.
No snaps. Gus has crashed.
27% of snaps. Poopy.
When he doesn't score, he sucks.
Come on, man.
I mean, that's pretty much exactly true. He's just he's been a touchdown dependent RB2, but when the touchdowns were booming, it felt like he was booming, but he's not booming.
He's not booming.
He's not booming.
5 games. That's unreal.
Yeah. The touchdowns. I think he's still like the same person he was. Like, obviously, it's just this is what happens when he doesn't get the touchdown. It's just not pretty. He's not going to get you more than like 8 points max, maybe 10 without a touchdown. So you really need that touchdown if you're starting Gus Edwards. There's definitely matchups where you would want to start him, but the Ravens' upcoming schedule isn't that great either. They have the Rams, the Jags, the Niners, and then the Dolphins. I don't know if they're going to be up in those games where Gus could get some garbage time and whatnot, but they have a 3-headed monster too, which sucks. Keaton Mitchell's taking like 30 to 40% of the snaps. Justice Hill's getting at least 25%. So yeah, it's definitely a little bit chaotic here for Gus Bus. Chaos. Saquon Barkley, 6.2 points, 12 carries for 46 yards, 1 catch on 3 targets for 6 yards. 2 of the last 3 games, 7.1 fantasy points or fewer. Calm or chaos on Saquon.
Tommy DeVito effect.
Kind of chaos.
It is. The Giants' offense is just abysmal.
But they're winning somehow.
Yeah, I
know. Last two. The 2 weeks that he's been ass, they won.
Maybe they just need him to keep being ass.
No, they don't need to get rid of Saquon. Just invest in Tommy.
Stop.
Did you see his touchdown celebration?
Tommy DeVito, man. Yeah, this offense isn't going to be great. I think there's going to be some ups and downs, but if you have Saquon, you're starting Saquon still. There's not much you can do. Right. You got to ride out with him. He was probably your RB1. You probably don't have 2 running backs on your bench better. So you're probably going to continue starting Saquon.
Yep.
gets a bye this week. Maybe they regroup. Maybe Tyrod Taylor comes back week 14 or something. Who knows? But yeah, not great. Moving on to trust or bust for running backs. Kyren Williams, what a return. 38.4 points, 61% of the snaps. He had 16 carries for 143 yards and then caught all six of his targets for another 61 yards and two touchdowns. Trust or bust, Kyren.
I'm trusting. Backity back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All in, baby.
I got him for Zay Flowers.
Yeah, that's a steal.
He's so nice. He's
still nice. Zay was nice this week, too.
Kyren's like a league winner.
He could be. He does have the same tough schedule that Stafford has for the next 2 weeks, but the playoff schedule is not too bad. Washington and the Giants mixed in there. Kyren should be just fine moving forward. Gotta trust. Chuba Hubbard, though, maybe not so trustworthy. 20.2 points, 14 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. Also caught all five of his targets for 47 yards. Can we trust him?
No. No, I thought I could 1 week, and I started him over Brian Robinson. It was not a good idea.
Yeah, big mistake there. Tough one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, don't trust Chuba. I think he's, unless you're, like, desperate or, like, you have a lot of buys at that point, I guess, but don't love Chuba. Do not. What is up, Tom? Thanks. Appreciate it. Moving on to wide receivers. Calm or chaos? Adam Thielen, 1.2 points, one catch on three targets for only 2 yards. Calm or chaos here?
Back into the retirement home.
How's that happen?
You're telling me. I bet on him 5 catches in this game.
The bad, this bad team has caught up to him.
Yeah, a little bit. He's definitely slowed down from his pre-buy numbers. He still was looking pretty solid the last four. He still had 5 catches in his last 4 games before this one, so I can't go full chaos just yet. Yeah. I think you got to stay calm, but cautiously calm, because there's a lot of division games coming up. They're probably going to be poopy low-scoring games, so don't love it.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, 3.6 points, 74% of the snaps, 2 for 6 for 16 yards, and he did leave the game a little bit banged up. Calm or chaos for Coop?
It's a bit chaotic, but his best case scenario of becoming relevant again is Joe Flacco starting.
That'd be sick, yeah. Dude.
Because last, do you remember like last year, the first 3 weeks of the season, he threw like 50 times straight in all three of those games? And one of those games, he had like negative 10 points because he had 5 turnovers and threw 50 times.
Fed. Yeah. In those games, too.
Joe Flacco is what's going to make him calm. But at this, right now, it's chaos because PJ, I guess, stinks. And DTR stinks.
I mean, it was mostly DTR, but yeah, I mean, the last two games haven't been against great matchups either. Pittsburgh and Denver, yeah, obviously two of the better defenses right now. So schedule lightens up a bit. Rams, Jags, Bears. So hoping that better days are ahead for Coop, but a little bit chaotic right
Flacco.
Now. We'll see if he can figure it out. Question in the chat, DJ Moore start or sit? Don't even have to ask, brother. Yeah. Start DJ Moore.
Well, not this week. He's on a bye.
But yeah, please don't start him this week.
Matt, Sean's still starting him.
I might start him. Might just throw him out there.
Go ahead.
Yes, gotta love
him. Actually, don't do that because I need you to win this week. Just, I might not make the playoffs, but as long as you beat Gator,
I need to win, need to win bad, and my team is buns this week. Buns.
Need Q to lose.
I probably will. I'm playing Vince, though. Vince never beats me. Knock on wood.
Vince just beat me.
Waxing Vince.
Rams wide receivers. Cooper Kupp, 4.8 points. Caught 3 of 5 for 18 yards. Puka, 6.7 points, 4 of 8 for 27 yards. Both of them have been struggling a fuck ton, to be honest. Calm or chaos on one or both?
A fuck ton.
Easily.
When's the last time Cooper Kupp had a 10 plus point game?
Like 5 games. Five. That's a fuck ton.
Wait, no. I said, when's the last time he had a game where he had more than 10 points?
Yeah, like 5 games ago. Week 6.
Yeah, Puka won last week. Yeah, he's outscored Cooper Kupp every game except for maybe one.
Okay, well, he has 7 points or fewer in 4 of his last 6.
It's still chaos, but I'm just saying I'm more chaotic on Cooper Kupp. He's a fluke.
Yes, I'm definitely
a fluke because he's white.
I don't think Cooper Kupp's a fluke.
No, he's a fluke.
I don't think 1,900 yards in a season is a fluke.
He's been replaced by Puka.
I think the injury is still affecting Cooper Kupp. I don't think you can probably even start Cooper Kupp moving forward.
That's insane to say, but true.
We will talk about our rankings for them in a little bit, but as it stands, it's chaos for both. It is definitely nerve-wracking.
There's no way you actually believe the things that come out of your mouth. There's no way.
What do you mean?
How is Cooper Kupp a fluke, brother?
I knew it. What has he done since that season? Just like Michael Thomas. He's literally he followed Michael Thomas's path. Injury after an historic season and has been mid since. The proof is in the chocolate pudding, or in this case, vanilla pudding.
Whatever. We'll let Q rant and move on to the Seahawks wide receivers. Yes, agreed. Yapping.
Literally.
What is this, a podcast? What do? You yap.
Seahawks wide receivers. DK Metcalf, 6.2 points, 3 catches on 9 targets, 32 yards. Lockett, 6 points, 3 catches, 5 targets for 30 yards. And JSN, 6.1 points, 2 catches, 3 targets, 41 yards. Absolutely brutal game from the Seahawks against the Niners. Is it calm or chaos for all these guys?
Yeah.
I hate DK Metcalf.
I'm calm on DK. His numbers have been solid still.
They're all just mid right now. Pretty mid. I'm a little bit chaotic for the next 2 weeks. At Dallas this week on Thursday, don't love it. And at San Fran the next week. So the next couple weeks are tough. You might still have to start DK, but Lockett and JSN, I understand if you want to bench them.
I have to start Lockett. Come on.
Well, you could probably start Lockett too. He's still got the boomer bust potential, but beware of the incoming possibility of a bust. Gino also historically is god awful versus the Niners. So that is a scheduled tough game for everyone on that offense. We saw it on Thanksgiving. And we saw it twice last year. So I think it's still relatively calm, at least for Lockett and DK for the playoffs. If you're in the playoffs, but if you're trying to make a playoff push, it is chaos for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Chill. Why would you say that?
Sorry, brother. I'm just letting I'm spitting the realness. Can't sugarcoat it. Trust or bust. Let's get positive on the wide receiver side of things. Rashee Rice, 24.7 points. Played 67% of the snaps, which is the second most this season. Caught 8 catches on 10 targets for 107 yards and a touchdown. He's averaging 13.3 fantasy points per game since week 5. Can you trust Rashee?
Yes, you
can. I don't
want
to.
You can. You know you can. Just say
he just hates the Chiefs.
He's the wide receiver one that Mahomes has been needing all year.
Big time. This game, obviously, a little bit of an outlier. He's more of a 5-6 target guy most of the way, hoping that that changes. But he's also been a decent red zone target. He does have 5 touchdowns on the season. So, yeah, I think he's a flex option. I don't think I'm trusting him as, like, my wide receiver two or anything crazy, but I think he's a solid flex option moving forward. All right. Calvin Ridley, 21.9 points, 5 catches, 6 targets, 89 yards, and a touchdown. 14-plus points in 3 of his last 4, and he has 3 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. Is Calvin Ridley for real?
He's back. He's back.
Trevor Lawrence. And he fed him the ball in the second half, and you saw what happened. He's back.
I don't know if I can buy all the way in, man. He's hurt me already this year.
Buy it.
You're definitely starting Calvin Ridley. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you were benching him, you have to put him back in your lineup at this point. Even if you benched him the last 2 weeks and it hurt like hell, you have to start him. But
I never gave up on him.
I'm not fully 100% trusting. I'm still nervous in the back of my head that the stinky Calvin Ridley can come back. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Half of his games this year are less than 7 fantasy points. So it's a little scary.
Talk about those.
A little scary. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Can't sugarcoat.
Christian Watson, 20.4 points, 5 catches, 7 targets, 94 yards, touchdown. Touchdowns in back-to-back weeks and 18 targets over the last 3 games. Can we trust CWAP?
I don't
know. As much as we could trust Jordan Love.
Yeah, I would agree
with that. Not much.
Yeah. Still more of a bi-week villain flex for me. Boomer bust guy.
Yep.
almost on like Gabe Davis level ish, but less bad.
We should have known this, that tell people to start Gabe Davis because he's playing the Eagles.
Definitely.
And it would just be that one week he goes dumb.
Dummy, of course. But yeah, C-Watt not fully trusting yet. Want to keep seeing it before I'm back in because we've seen a lot of bad from him this season. And Jordan Love. Jacoby Myers, 20.1 points, 6 catches, 7 targets, 79 yards and a touchdown. First good game in a few weeks. Is Jacoby Myers back?
No.
I hope so, man.
I'm going to say no as well.
Him be good.
I can't trust anyone on this Raiders offense. Oh.
They are heading into a bye, but not trusting fully. Flex option.
Maybe.
I put him similarly to – no. Actually, I trust him less than Calvin Ridley. I lied. So if that gives you any merit.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Moving on to tight ends. Calmer Chaos. Dalton Schultz, 1.2 points. 48% of the snaps, season low. Had one catch on 2 targets for 2 yards. And even worse, Brevin Jordan came back off IR, and they actually kind of split snaps and routes this week.
I mean, I think it's chaos. Look what he's done the last whatever many weeks.
Yeah,
I don't understand why he was. What?
I said, look at his snaps here this week.
Just want Brevin Jordan
low. I know. I don't know why they're using Brevin Jordan. It's so confusing.
Schultz
wasn't successful.
They've had the similar drive where they had to come back and win the game or whatever, and he wasn't out there. I said, oh, I guess he's hurt. But I didn't see he was hurt. I don't know why he was. I didn't see any tight ends out there, actually. So I
think maybe he is hurt because he did not practice with a hamstring today.
Nope, I called it.
So maybe it was a little bit of an injury issue as well. So if it more is injury related, I'm more calm.
No way Brevin Jordan is better than Dalton Schultz.
No.
That dude's been around forever. Him and Jordan Akins.
He has not been around forever.
But they're like the same guy. They just
switched. Akins has been around forever. Brevin Jordan's 23 years old.
Oh,
young gun. I drafted in Dynasty as in our rookie draft. That's why it feels like he's been around forever. Oh yeah, big time. Jake Ferguson, 4.5 points, 1 catch, 3 targets, 35 yards. Calmer chaos.
What the fuck?
That's
they were blowing him out.
About time.
Oh yeah,
he gets fucking involved again.
I'm fucking sick of the Cowboys.
Me too.
They either blow the backs out of whatever team they're playing, or play in like some shitty game, and then like there's always an excuse after the game where it's like, well, they were blowing them out, or they were getting blown out, or the fourth quarter didn't matter, or it was raining, something.
The Eagles
always someone the stinking game on this team.
It was equal.
Yeah, literally the only game.
Of course.
So hopefully they don't destroy the Seahawks. It stays close and competitive, and Ferguson gets involved. But yeah, I think I'm still calm on Ferguson as well. Trust or bust, Pat Freiermuth, 21 points, 59% of the snaps, 9 catches on 11 targets for 120 yards. That is a career high in yardage and receptions. Can we trust Muth?
I think I'm trusting, and I didn't think I would ever say that.
Me
every
either.
Time this game came on, it was a fucking pass down the middle for like 30 yards.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It was like deja vu, like 4 different times.
Yeah. Loving the new offense coordinator. Get Matt Canada's bum ass out of there. Looks like they're trying to pass down the field, which they haven't done pretty much all year. And the schedule's juicy. Arizona, New England, the Colts, Bengals, Seahawks. So, Muth, juicy.
Yep.
Like that.
Tyler Higbee, 19.9 points, 5 catches, 5 targets, 29 yards, and 2 TDs. Can we trust Higman?
No way. Big old fluke.
Yeah. For him, though, getting that.
Big giant fluke. Yeah, no, not trusting Higbee. Plain and simple. Easy. All right, before we get into talking about week 13 and our rankings, let's do today's sponsor, which is Fanatics. For this NFL season, we are partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. We just passed Thanksgiving. We are that much closer to Christmas. It is less than a month away, and Fanatics has all of the stuff for your Christmas list this year. Jerseys, t-shirts, merchandise, and more. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of their sale going on right now. Use code GIVE to get up to 65% off your order and give your friends and family a gift this season from Fanatics. Make sure you go through that link on all platforms just because it helps us out a ton. We greatly appreciate any support. All right, let's move on to our rankings breakdown, starting with the quarterback position. We just talked a bit about Tua earlier. You have to roll him out again this week against the Commanders' brutal defense, correct?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, we got to start Tua.
Yeah, I moved him all the way up to like QB3 this week. I think he snaps.
Holy shit.
I got him at 4.
Yeah. Got to be a good week for Tua. Trevor Lawrence continues to shove the last couple of weeks as well. Is he pushing back towards your top 5 QBs?
Right there at 6.
I have him at 5. I put him at 5.
5?
All right.
I put him at 5.
Don't hate it.
He's been slinging it. They're trying to pass more, clearly. It seems like that's been a big piece since they've come back from this bye week, especially after getting embarrassed by the Niners. So they're trying to move the ball downfield. It seems like it's working, so I hope that it continues.
Yep.
Sam Howell, been a bit quieter the last couple of weeks, but the Dolphins' defense is a bit more of a friendly matchup for him. Do we have a big game incoming for Howell, or are you avoiding starting him?
Start him.
Oh, I'm starting him, baby.
You're going to have to throw, buddy.
You guys got him top 10?
I have him at 10.
In my rankings, I would.
Well, man. I have him at 11.
I got him at 9. Howell is here this week. Sam Howell? Yeah. Should be fine. Jordan Love, just talked about a bit earlier as well. Is he pushing re-entering your top 10 at quarterback this week himself?
Hell no. He's lucky that there's buys. That's why he's so close to the top 10. I have him at 14, though.
Yeah, I got him at 13.
I got him at 13 also. So, yeah. Low-end QB1 bye week fill-in option. Still should be owned in most leagues. Still think he's on the up and up, but not fully trusting unless you're desperate this week.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to running backs. Trevor Lawrence, we just talked about, he's been booming. Travis Etienne, though, has now gone quiet. He's only averaging 9.3 points per game over his last 3 since the bye. Additionally, his snap share has gone down between 60 to 65% the last 3 weeks after being about 80 or 90% the previous 5. Are you nervous? Do you still have him at an elite level running back, or did you move him down in your rankings?
Am I weird if I have him at 7?
I don't think so.
So?
All right.
Yeah, I have him at 6. So I still have him up there. But I feel a little bit nervous. Dearness Johnson's getting snaps, getting carries, getting touches. Clearly after the bye week, I think they said we're giving him the ball too much. I don't know why that was an issue, but
yes, any.
They clearly cut his snap share by 20% the last 3 weeks.
Gator knew that was coming. That's why he did that trade.
Yeah, he was planning ahead, although he wasn't really planning ahead for Aaron Jones. but it's not looking great. Hopeful that it kind of gets back on track this week versus the Bengals. Maybe they get ahead. They use them late, but they've been also mixing into Ernest Johnson. So not great right now. Hopefully he gets back on track, but you're still starting Etienne. Do not overthink it that much. On the flip side, Tony Pollard, back-to-back strong performances after we were ready to kind of move him almost down to RB2 territory. Is he back near your top 5 also?
Oh my God, he's so back.
I haven't met 7.
Yeah, I got him at 7 also.
Yeah, I got just him at 4.
Disappoint us.
All the way in.
I'm so back. That whole offense is juicy.
Yeah, I mean, the offense is definitely juicy. He scored the last 2 weeks. It's obviously looked a lot better. I still have PTSD from the previous weeks, but you're obviously still starting Pollard. He's still an RB1 either way.
Yep.
Keep rolling him out there. Isaiah Pacheco, Pachichi, bounced back nicely after his 3 quiet starts in a row. Do you guys have him as a top 10 option this week against the Packers?
Yeah, exactly at 10.
Got him at 9.
11.
Oops. 9, 10, 11. Matt's got him at 12 on his fake rankings. So.
Or 8.
I have an 8.
Even higher.
Eight,
9, 10, 11. He's guaranteed to finish between 8 and 11. Lock it in. Pacheco,
oh, yeah.
RB1 week coming this week.
Yeah.
Zach Moss back as the lead back in Indy with just Jonathan Taylor, unfortunately, going down with an injury. Where did you rank Zach in his first game back?
I thought we were done with this guy.
Team can't catch a break.
Definitely not.
I have him at 25.
I'm at 17.
I got him at 17 also. I moved him up.
He was so good.
Yeah. When I started the ranks, he was way too low.
Way too low.
I moved him up as well to 17. Same spot. Titans also actually stink at football, so it is a divisional game, so it should be close, but Zach Moss. Gotta start him. Solid RB2 option this week with RB1 upside.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to talk about the Steelers running backs again. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren flip-flopped. Najee looking better. Warren looked worse this past week. How did you rank them heading into this week?
I have Najee at 16.
Whoa, all the way in.
Yep.
I have Warren at 16.
Warren clears.
No, he doesn't.
Warren at 20. Where do you have Najee Q?
No, I have not. I have I have what's his name? Jaylen Warren at 16.
Oh my god, you have Najee at 20?
21.
No, dude.
22 now. I punted them. I put 21 Najee, 22 Warren. So
okay. That's not
I hate this backfield. This backfield's not fun. I mean, one's good, one's not. Or they're both like 10 points. Yeah, when Najee scores, he's good. When Najee doesn't score, he's bad.
Warren's good regardless.
Even with a football, he's good.
Regardless.
They're playing the worst run defense in the league. Come
on. Yeah, they should be good this week. I don't know which one, so I punted them. If I had to guess, I would lean Najee as well.
Nah.
Why put him higher?
You sure about that?
I'm a little sure. Not great.
Give me a Najee jersey.
Gator's absolutely hating. Said Warren sucks.
Yeah, look at that guy.
Come on, man.
Warren does not suck.
Get us banned.
I mean it.
Gator sucks at life.
Whoa. All right, moving on to wide receivers. Tank Dell and Nico Collins continue to put up big numbers week after week. Where'd you rank these two? Are they both pushing top 12 at this point?
Wasn't ready for that.
Tank Dell at 9. Nico at 14.
I got 9 and 13.
Tank Dell is unbelievably good.
He's been munching. And he should have had a bigger day. He had that 50-yard bomb erased from like a stupid penalty that was called late. So,
yep.
Yeah. Got to keep starting Tank Dell. And Nico's been just as solid. So, keep rolling both out there. They're both pushing wide receiver one territory. Tank's pretty much there for the last 4 weeks. Nico's also been right there. So, keep rolling them out there. This offense is so fun to watch. I don't care about the matchups. They should still be started pretty much every week at this point. Question in the chat from the real CP3. Who do we like most this week? My league awards defenses for kick return and punt return yards and QB hits. He's got the Steeler defense at home versus Arizona with Minka Fitzpatrick back, or the Falcons defense at the Jets versus Falcons defense at the Jets, or Tampa Bay defense at home versus Carolina. Oh my god, this is a lot to take in at once.
You got the best return, man.
Who does have the best return, man? I literally don't know.
I think I might go to Tampa, though.
Yeah, I would stick with Tampa just because of the divisional matchup. The Jets might be playing with a little bit of fire under their ass just because Rodgers, if they keep winning, may actually come back.
Oh my God, you're right.
If they lose, then they're pretty much – Rodgers is not coming back. So it's win to get Rodgers back and have a chance. So I think they'll have a little bit of fire.
Wait, Matt, why are we not suggesting Green Bay? They have the best return man in the league. Who cares about the defense? Yeah.
They sent Lavonte David home with, like, the flu or something, though. So I think it's not, like, a major injury. I think he should be fine.
CP3, pick up Packers D, and you won't regret it.
Versus the Chiefs?
Look at their kick return. He will make up those points. He will make those points.
No, he won't.
Up.
That's stop.
Okay.
He averages, like, 80.
80 kick return yards.
If you're not going to go Tampa, then the Steelers defense is definitely the second option I would go with there.
But if you really want to win, it's Packers.
Personally. Any sleeping on the Lions? What is he talking about?
No, it's because I picked up three defenses this week just so he'd have to start the Lions, who have scored negative in the past 3 or 5 games. And now he's just trying to cope like, oh, the Lions are good. No, they suck, Gator. You're losing to Sean.
If Lavonte David does end up missing, then yeah, I do think the Steelers are a little bit better, especially with Minka back. But I do think that Cardinals offense is a little bit better than they showed up last week. So we shall see. All right, moving on to Ja'Marr Chase. After what we saw with Browning at the helm, is he still a top 15 option for you, or did you take him down a few spots?
I'm at 13.
I got him at 14.
Still weird.
He comes back this week.
Who?
If T comes back?
Yeah.
T-Cup kind of stinks.
he does kind of stink.
I know, he's not healthy. Comes back, he's still not healthy. Admit it.
Dude, they've been bad all year. I had him and Burrow in the league, and they were supposed to carry me.
He's had a couple good games. Me. He's been banged up a ton. He's got a hamstring injury, which also sucks. So, like, he could – do you remember T. Higgins last year at the end of the season? Yes. He was Mr. Decoy with the injury. They were like, all right, he's going to play, and then he played one snap.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Me and Matt won a week because of that. I think it was against T. Higgins.
It was against me. Yes, it was against me.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase. He's fine. Wide receiver two. Lower expectations. He got lucky as shit last game with like two catches that were just off of like tip balls and then ran for like an extra 30 yards. So, but I still think he should be all right. We did just talk about Calvin Ridley being dominant. How did you rank him and Christian Kirk as Christian Kirk has quieted down?
I have Calvin Ridley at 1, Christian Kirk at 41.
I got Kirk at 15, Ridley at 16.
Oh my god. Okay.
You're like pushing this fucking this punting thing a little. You're getting a little too cute and cute close with.
No, this one I had to just keep Kirk ahead one more week. Why? Before I'm all the way back in on Ridley. I can't be all the way back in yet. He sucked this year. Don't act like he hasn't. Recency bias going crazy.
Wide receiver like 22 in the season, both.
Yeah, after 50 points in the last 2 weeks, that should make him like wide receiver 10. Probably higher than 22.
Let's go look.
I got you right now. Where's he at? I typed Kirk with a J in the middle.
I have Ridley higher.
Me too.
Christian Kirk is wide receiver 24, so they're close. All right, you got me. Maybe I'll move Ridley ahead and
move
I hope it curses
move
him. And Kirk does better.
Switch him. Stat.
All right, I switched him. Ridley's ahead now.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, Real CP3 asks where we are from. We are all Birds fans. So
go Birds.
We have no bias or anything in any of those three games. No dog in the race. All right. Moving on to the struggling Rams wide receivers. We talked about them. Are they both even close to being top 20 options at this point?
No, I've Cup outside my top 20.
Dude, I moved Cup down to 27.
Good. Yeah, I'm at 24.
I still have Puka at 19. Still
have
a little bit more faith.
I have 19 as well.
Target share has been a little bit better. But it's ugly. Puka, wide receiver 2, Cup, flex play. But I feel like you have to be insane to keep starting Cup at this point.
Eventually, Stafford will throw the receivers. But
I know. But, dude, it's been like six straight weeks of like seven or fewer points for Cup. What'd you say, Matt? Did you hear Matt?
Say, Matt?
I said it might not be till next year, brother. Where's that?
Yeah, it might not. Browns and the Ravens next 2 weeks. Yikes. Yikes.
Yikes.
Stafford's a winner.
Moving on to tight ends before we move into our starts and sits of the week. Touched on Dalton Schultz earlier. Are you nervous about him this week after, obviously, if assuming he's healthy from his hamstring injury?
For those who say yes, they're nervous, I will hold back and wait till we do start sit.
No, I'm not nervous.
I'm not nervous. I still have him at 6.
I'm assuming Matt said something good.
I heard lingering.
He said as long as the hamstring isn't lingering.
Linguini.
As long as his hamstring is not linguini, it should
be. Danny DeVito says. Or Tommy DeVito, fuck.
He's like Danny DeVito in the football field. Full PPR, A-Chain or Warren this week?
Warren.
No Warren.
Clear bias. You guys love that dude.
Why?
Warren's definitely safer. If you need more boom in your lineup, I would definitely go A-Chain if he's cleared to play.
Where do I have A-Chain? I have Warren ranked higher.
Yeah, A-Chain was also injured, so you'd have to move A-Chain manually up, and I don't know if you did.
I'm not. No, that's where he's finishing this week. Wherever at 40, that's where he is.
He's finishing at 40. If Achane plays, there's no way he's finishing at 40.
Okay. No I've way. Never been wrong.
You've never
he's
been
finishing
wrong.
Under Rico Dowdle.
Stop.
Lock it in.
That's bad.
Yes. Warren is definitely a safer play. I would go Warren. If you really do need a boom, though, and you need like a flyer, I would go with Achane. Back to the Steelers. Freiermuth looked good. Now that he's back up to speed, we talked about it earlier. Is he an instant top 10 option this week?
Yes.
Why not?
Indeed.
Yep. I actually have him at 10. Yep.
I have him at 9.
Top 10.
Yeah. Matt Canada sucks, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, he sucks.
I'm so happy.
The Muth is Luth.
Baby. Ew, God. Don't do that.
All right, moving on to starts and sits of the week. Q, start us off. Who is your start of the week?
1 second. Oh, well, I have to find my notes, but my start of the week this week is Dalton Schultz. We just touched on him a bit. Sorry. He did stink last week, but he's had at least 11 points multiple weeks prior. He's playing Denver this week, who has allowed the most yards and touchdowns to tight ends. And I did make sure this time to go back and make sure this wasn't some janky stat where they played against just Kelce and Hockenson. So he's bound to bounce back as long as he's healthy. Dalton Schultz, bounce back week.
Love it. D-Gods, start of the week. No bias.
This is definitely bias. I could have said both the running backs in the Steelers backfield, but I did have Najee as my start of the week. Four of the last six games, he scored a touchdown. Five of the last six games, he's had 10+. So after the bye week, he's looked a lot better. And no Matt Canada is super exciting for this team. They're playing the worst defense against running backs. So I think Najee and Jalen Warren are both going to eat, but I like Najee a little more because he's on my team. So.
I like it. Najee, good. Thanks. Start. Thanks. Matt, start of the week.
Start of the week. I'm going to go Zach Moss. Obviously, no JT this week. The first four, even up to like the first 8 weeks, even when JT got eased back in, Zach Moss was damn near an RB1 playing like 80% of the snaps. So I just see him plugging right back into that role with no JT this week.
I love it. Zach Moss, you have to start him this week for sure. My start of the week, Joe Mixon. It's not definitely biased, but I actually don't think I have Joe Mixon in any league this year. So this is just still me being a fan of Joe Mixon. It's not pretty right now. Browning at the helm, but the Jaguars allow the most receptions to running backs in the league and the second most receiving yards to running backs in the league on a per game basis. Mixon is an underrated receiving back compared with a quarterback that will need to dump it off when under pressure. And probably won't be able to sling it downfield in general. We saw him struggle to do that last week. So I think he should still be a solid start this week. Don't be scared to start Mixon.
If you didn't have him as your start, he was going to be my sit, but I didn't want to cause any conflict to the fans. and it's not even like a bias because I dislike him. The Jags haven't allowed a touchdown to running back since week 7. And yeah, you're just banking on those receptions.
I am. Which... I 100% am. Like, and I think that comes just because Browning stinks. He's gonna have to dump it off a ton. Yeah, so
he stinks.
Dump off King. That's the goal if you're starting Mixon this week, if you believe in that. Sits of the week. But yeah, Q is right. Jaguars do have a really good run defense against the run. So I'm hoping for receptions. Sit of the week, Q, start, go.
I could probably put this whole team on there, but my sit of the week will be Geno Smith. Could possibly be the Seahawks as a whole. With Geno's last 2 weeks playing against the Rams and 49ers, who are great defenses, I'd say, and stunk against both. Dallas is no different, if not better than both. So just don't start Geno. You'll be disappointed.
I completely agree. T-Gods, sit of the week.
It was hard finding a sit. There were so many people on buys and...
Yeah, your sit's going to be like obvious. Like not like the sit, everyone sits like obvious because all the... There's so many players out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This, like, is this obvious though? Jerry Jeudy. If I don't have Jerry Jeudy in any league, because I'm biased.
Sucks ass.
In a negative way. Yeah, bro. He's so bad. I hate Jerry Jeudy. I think he's absolute dog shit.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't have a great matchup this week. They're playing the Texans at Houston. But even if he had a good matchup, I still wouldn't start him anyway. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't roster him. I think he's trash.
He could play against Upper Darby and probably
Steve
still
Smith
suck.
Was right. Steve
we Smith. Might have to start him, Q, for a lot.
I know we do have to start because we have
oh
no
my God.
Choice.
You guys, yo, sit him. Start.
We have
no
to start like Greg Dortch.
I'm benching
Elijah Moore.
I'm benching in the one league I have him in, a three wide receiver league, and the other two wide receivers I'm starting are Boyd and Siwat.
I was thinking about picking Boyd to be my other sit, but I was like, no one's starting Boyd anyway.
I have to over Jeudy. That's how bad Jeudy is.
Yeah. Wait, Matt, we can start Britton Covey. He'll get the punt return yards.
I don't know about
him. He'll probably get more than Jerry Jeudy.
He might, actually. All right, Matt, who is your sit of the week?
Sit of the week.
Jeudy is booty. Jeudy's booty.
Drake London. He gets the Jets' stingy secondary this week, and we've seen the Jets lock down receivers and quarterbacks basically all year, so not really trusting Desmond Ridder to get Drake London the ball. I know London's been damn near rock solid in every game he's played this year. I don't know how he's only wide receiver 41. I guess it's because that dud week one and then he missed a couple games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Drake London is best left on benches this week.
Mm-hmm. I like it. My sit of the week, James Conner. I think there are better days ahead for Connor, maybe like week 16, 17, more favorable matchups. But since he has been back, he has 7.3 fantasy points, 8.3, and then 7.2. His snap percentage decreased in the blowout loss last week down to 42%. They did add Michael Carter to the roster. Steelers defense, maybe not the scariest against running backs in general, but I just think this is still going to be a tough game, even with the revenge factor for James Connor. I just don't love it. I'm avoiding him this week. If possible.
Is it even revenge at this point when they've played probably many times since he's been on the Cardinals?
Maybe not many times. I mean, they're in different conferences, so they may not even have played yet, to my knowledge.
True, I guess.
They probably right, played him team. Once, though. Probably played him like last year, and I'm just fucking spewing bullshit. No, he did not play him last year, so. Maybe he hasn't. I don't know. Either way, moving on to game picks of the week. Standings, Q holds strong at the top by one over me, 116. I have 115. Matt with a fresh 111. And T-Gods, five back there at 106. So still in the mix. Still in the hunt, baby.
I'm not in any type of mix.
No, there's plenty of time left to come back.
We're so out.
4 or 5 weeks. So, not over yet. Thursday night football. Seahawks at the Cowboys. Who we got?
Cowboys. Seahawks are frauds.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys. Clean sweep there. No issues whatsoever. Cardinals at the Steelers. Who we got?
Steelers. Oh, no. Are you taking the Cardinals?
No, I'm taking the Steelers.
Oh, surprise.
I'm taking Cards.
Maybe in Arizona I take the Cards, but I'm taking the Steelers. Yep. Matt, you're taking the Cards.
What?
Whoa. Steelers. Matt, did you take the Cards with me last week too?
Yep, I'm picking them until they win a fucking game.
Well, I picked them when they won that second game, but I realized I can't keep picking them. all right, Matt's at the Cardinals Island by himself. Insane man. Falcons at the Jets.
Falcons.
This one's tough.
This game's ugly.
Jets defense keeps them in it.
You're right. I'm switching the Jets.
Sorry, I was reading the chat.
This is absolutely wild comment.
I know exactly the video he's talking about.
Yeah, the color of the room is pretty similar, though. I'm not going to read the actual comment out loud. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can read it yourself. But
you guys, were you that kid?
I was not
angry
that
gamer
kid.
Dude's probably like 30.
That was, I think I'm too young. 35.
So you two are both taking the Jets, T-Gods?
I'm taking the Jets easily.
Dude.
Go ahead, get cute.
I'm taking Falcons. I'm not picking Tim Boyle to win a football game, dude.
No, you're picking Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, you're picking Desmond Ridder against like the best defense.
I'll take Bijan Robinson.
Stop.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll take Priest and Garrett.
Bijan clears. Not Garrett. Not Garrett. I take it back. Garrett clears. All right. Broncos at the Texans.
Texans. They need to bounce back.
Out over Herb again?
Give me the Broncos. I'm riding Broncos country until they lose. They've won five in a row. They're going to keep winning.
They're going to the playoffs.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Stupid.
These teams have the same record. They shouldn't.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Welcome to Broncos country.
The Texans
baby.
Have screwed me so many times, man.
They won't.
Told you all the Jags are winning last week. They ain't screwing you. Broncos are winning. Well, yeah, they're not screwing you guys yet. All right, Lions at the Saints.
Lions bounce back.
Lions for surely.
Lions.
I really want to get cute, but I'm taking Lions.
Yeah, what if Olave's out? You'll regret that.
Yeah, I will. I need Olave bad and things.
Put that out there.
Colts at the Titans.
Colts.
Yeah,
Titans fucking stink.
Big time.
They're so bad.
Chargers at the Patriots.
Chargers.
I mean, I kind of want to take the Patriots because Jay Herbo is just so bad, but I'll take the Chargers.
Stop. I put the Patriots last week, and they still fucking lost to the Giants. Give me the Chargers all day, every day. Fuck the Patriots. Are getting two wins this year.
They're tanking.
They're tanking very well. Dolphins at the Commanders.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Yeah. Give me the Dolphins as well. Easy, clean sweep. Panthers at the Bucks. Anyone getting cute?
Nope.
Bucks.
Panthers are so bad.
Yeah. Give me the Bucks. New coach, though.
Doesn't matter.
New coach vibes.
Coach wasn't the problem.
Bryce Young right. Stinks. I think the Bucks still kind of feel like they have a chance at that 7 seed in the division. So I think the Bucks win this game. Browns at the Rams.
Rams.
I'm taking the Rams too. I thought I was going to be the only one.
No, I'm taking the Rams also. Rams clean sweep, dude.
Oh my god.
Unless Joe Flacco starts. I wish I knew that news today. But
the Rams are favored. They're -3.5, so
damn, okay.
I mean they are better.
Fuck Joe Flacco. I'm not picking Joe Flacco to win a football game in 2023.
How old is he?
94.
Like 40.
He's not 94.
He's probably like 38 or 39.
He is 38.
Yeah, he's old as dirt is what he is. Turns 39 in January.
Looks good for 38.
He's 1 year younger than Rodgers. That makes sense.
Yep, that makes sense. He was 1 year less than 39 is 38.
I just mean like career-wise. Niners at the Birds.
Go Birds.
Give me the Birds.
Fuck the Niners.
Come on.
Yeah,
Fuck the Niners.
The Whiners.
This is going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be a fun one. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Sunday
Imagine
night.
Watching with Sean when he had if he had Brock Purdy still.
Yes. No.
Fuck Brock Purdy. Like shipped his ass off. Chiefs at the Packers. Sunday night football.
Chiefs
by 20.
Yeah, holy give me the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Bengals at the Jags.
More Calvin masterclass.
Yeah, give me the Jags. A lot of too many confident picks this week makes me nervous, but lock them in.
Stop.
Yeah, you picked who over the Texans?
Broncos, baby. Let's ride. Dude, they don't lose. They don't lose. They just win games.
You're dumb.
They got blown out by 50 and everyone said their season is over, and then they said, we're just going to win the fuck out. game of the week. I assume you're talking about Birds Niners. Yes, definitely game of the fucking week.
Go Birds.
Cue trivia.
Trivia, yes. One's a Thanksgiving Day related question. I missed it. Well, a little late, but better late than ever. I'm trying to figure out how I can put this in the chat, but there are two NFL team names that can be spelled with the word Thanksgiving without repeating letters. So, like, you don't use the same letter twice. It's just the letters that are in there. You can create two NFL team names. I'll give you guys a minute because that's what they gave on the video that I watched. So
okay. Okay. So sit this one out because I saw this TikTok.
Okay.
Oh man, I didn't. Thanksgiving.
As soon as I heard the two names in Thanksgiving, I was like, I just saw it.
I got it. I got them both.
I have one. Hold system processing.
You have 30 seconds.
Oh, wait, no, I don't. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm missing one with an H. Where's the H go?
Well, you're not using every letter to create the name. I mean, I guess that would mean the team's name's Thanksgiving.
No, I know. I'm saying like if
8 seconds. 5 seconds.
I guess I'll just write this because I think it's wrong though.
All right, it's been a minute.
All right.
Okay.
First team is the Vikings is one. The other is the Giants.
Yeah, I got the Giants also. But there's no H being used.
Well, you don't need to use every letter.
Well, I thought we had to use all the letters, like exact.
No, I said you can create the names of the teams with the letter in Thanksgiving.
All right.
Dude, fair. I had the Saints.
I got the Giants. I
was so confident it was the Saints.
Saints technically kind of, but yeah, I guess you'd have to use two S's. You can't repeat. Yeah. Vikings, Giants, baby. I got it.
All right.
My brain on.
Matt,
kind of
tagging back in. Next trivia question here, and the last one I have. By land area, for all you that play the Wordle game or Quirtle, whatever the fuck that's called. By land area, what is the small state that is currently home to an NFL team stadium? By land area, what is the smallest state that is currently home to an NFL team stadium?
What the fuck? Oh, I have a guess.
Why'd you say Wordle? What does that have to do with Wordle?
I don't know.
Five letters?
The game where like you guess the location.
A Wordle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's countries.
Wordle every day, idiot.
Your hint is it's listed at 8,721 square miles.
That's a lot of fucking miles. That's a big ass fucking state.
That's a lot of miles.
But it's ranked 47th out of the 50 states.
Yes.
47 out of 51 what?
No, it's ranked the 47th size, smallest.
47th smallest state. Or 47th biggest state. So fourth smallest state.
Okay.
Third smallest state. Oh, I guess 50s. Yeah. Fourth smallest state.
I think Matt typing it in the chat. Well, I guess I'm going with what I have down, but I wasn't going to guess that anyways.
So you guys have an answer?
I'm locked in. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm locked in when I have it.
It is, in fact, New Jersey, home to the Jets and Giants. What did you guys put?
Put Minnesota. I feel like Minnesota's kind of big, though. What'd you put, Teagues?
Oh, yeah, that was going to be a tricky question.
Maryland.
Maryland is Baltimore? 42nd. Or like the 42nd smallest.
Right. How is New Jersey smaller than Maryland?
Yeah, I don't understand. How is Jersey small? There's no way Jersey's smaller than Maryland.
Nah, Maryland's kind of like wide. It's low-key wide. It's sneakily wide.
Pull up a map.
Well, he's got the statistics in front of him. I'll trust him. All right.
Trust the thing that guy says, man.
That is it for the Week 12 recap and our Week 13 preview. We'll be back next week with both again, and we'll be doing so the rest of the way here. Again, if you are interested in using Fanatics, we are partnered with them. Go to the link in our bio. Take advantage of their current sale going on right now using code GIVE, up to 65% off. Get your friends something nice for Christmas. Get your parents, whoever. We're also part of the Old City Sports Network, as we mentioned at the top. Ton of great podcasts over there. Ton of good sponsors with Seat Geek, local breweries, Beard Oil, local breweries if you are local to Pennsylvania. And as always, make sure to follow us on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Super Fantasy Bros. We are everywhere. Appreciate you coming out, the real CP3.
Go Steelers.
Well, he's a Ravens fan.
Or maybe
talk about his defense decision. But yeah, that's it. See you guys next week. Good luck in week 13. Peace.